Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Monday, November 25th. I hope you're well. Coming up, a betrayal of the countries of the global south. That's how the COP29 climate finance deal is being described as. And it's the final week of the general election campaign. All the parties are making a last-ditch attempt to attract voters. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the COP29 climate finance deal is being slammed as a betrayal of the countries of the global south. Rich countries agreed to pay €286 billion a year over the weekend to help poorer countries cope with warming temperatures. Oxfam Ireland is describing it as a disastrous response to the climate disaster ravaging communities. Oxfam Ireland CEO Jim Clarkin says it won't help countries like Zimbabwe.
I've just come back from Zambia and Zimbabwe, where I've seen the worst of the impacts of the climate crisis on the poorest people in the world. Those people who had no part to play in creating this climate crisis, but they're suffering from extreme drought, hunger, and just barely surviving right now. And that's likely to get worse in the coming months as the seasons progress. So this is a long way short of what people in the global south need.
It's the final week of the general election campaign, with all parties making their final appeals to voters. The polls have shown a tight race at the top between the biggest parties. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
We're into the final few days of this campaign and it is still very much all to play for. The election so far hasn't been a massively engaging one and many people won't make up their minds until the last few days. That puts extra importance on the leaders' debate tomorrow night, but also the final few hours the teams will be spending touring the country over the next few days. Today, housing is likely to be a big focus, with Sinn Féin calling for the monthly homelessness figures to be published early before people take to the polls.
Plans are being lodged by Éireann Ó Éireann to develop a new rail line to Navan in County Meath. The project to deliver around 40 kilometres of track will run from the M3 Parkway in Dunboyne through Dunshaughlin and Kilmessan. The plan is included in National Transport Authority's strategy to be completed by 2035. Corporate Communications Manager with Éireann Ó Éireann, Barry Kenny, says they're in the planning stages at the moment.
This would be between Navan and the existing rail line near Dunboyne into Dublin city centre. While the first phase is focused on planning application within 2 years in 2027, then look under planning, subject to planning and fund approval, to get to the project delivery phase, which is under the NTA's transport strategy envisaged between 2030 and 2035.
New steps are being taken to tackle domestic, sexual and gender-based violence head-on. White Ribbon Ireland, Ruhama and the GAA are joining forces to raise awareness through sport. Game Changer will harness the positive influence of Gaelic games to challenge the cultural norms that contribute to gender-based violence. Men's Development Network CEO Sean Cook says their website helps men be themselves and promote equality.
It gives very positive kind of information in terms of men and what they progress as men and being their most authentic selves and how they would actually do that, around their health and their well-being, but also around addressing gender-based violence and in terms of looking at gender equality. So we do have those steps. There are other, like the White Ribbon campaign is a very, very particular campaign in which they can take a pledge never to commit, condone or remain silent against violence against women.
Families and friends will gather at Dublin Airport this morning to welcome home peacekeeping troops from Lebanon. Over 200 members of the 124th Battalion will fly home from their six-month tour in the south of the region. They've been stationed there since the conflict between Israel and Hezbollah, and while on duty they were subject to hostilities between the two warring sides. They're due to land at Dublin Airport at 10 a.m. The impact of Storm Bert is still being felt in County Donegal this morning. A yellow warning for wind remains in place in the county until 8 a.m. There's a risk of fallen trees, debris and difficult travelling conditions. Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather says the weather will improve in the coming hours.
Winds will start to ease through this morning and into this afternoon, with much calmer conditions by this evening as Storm Bert finally pulls away.
In entertainment news, Adele says she doesn't know when she'll next perform again after playing her 100th and final show in Las Vegas. She spent the past two years playing a weekend residency at Caesars Palace. The superstars indicated she plans to take a big break from music, having found the run of gigs at the weekends emotionally draining. And in sport, in soccer, Ipswich Town boss Kieran McKenna says his side is improving with every game after drawing with Manchester United in the Premier League yesterday. The Fermanagh man acted as chief party pooper as the new United boss Ruben Amorim failed to open his account with a win. McKenna had been heavily linked with the Old Trafford job in the summer after leading the Tractor Boys to the top tier. He says after a tough start, they're now showing they belong in the Premier League.
I think you can see the growth in the team, because second half today, when the game got difficult, we were a little bit more mature, we defended on shape, we stayed disciplined, and we give ourselves a chance to stay in the game. So I think when you look at some of the little comparisons between some of our early games, I think there's some good progress.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.